Patriarchal Cycle, Isaac.
In the following passages, little we will find about important religious messages. These are old stories present in the tradition on the origin of these people as well as other neighbor peoples. The authors try to give a certain religious meaning.
This is the story of Isaac, son of Abraham. Isaac was 40 when he married Rebekah, daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean from Padan Aram, the sister of Laban the Aramean. Isaac prayed to Yahweh for his wife, because she could not have children. Yahweh heard Isaac's prayer, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. As the children struggled together within her, she said,
"If it is like this, why do I continue to live?"
She went to consult Yahweh, and Yahweh said to her, Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples will be born of you. One nation will be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. When the time came for her to give birth, there were twins in her womb. The first to be born was red, and his whole body was like a hairy garment, so they called him Esau. Then his brother was born, and his hand had gripped Esau's heel, so he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 at the time of their birth. When the boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the open country. Jacob was a quiet man living in tents. Isaac, who had a liking for game, loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Once, when Jacob was making a stew, Esau came back from the country and he was famished, and he said to Jacob, "Let me have some of that red stew, for I am famished." That is why he was also called Edom. Jacob said, "First sell me your right as the firstborn." Esau said, "Since I am to die soon, what good is my right as the firstborn to me?" Then Jacob said, "Give me your oath first." So he swore to him and sold his firstborn right to Jacob. Then Jacob gave him bread and the lentils too. Esau ate and drank and then got up and went his way. So it was that Esau thought nothing of his right as the firstborn.